Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
It's game on with Radio.com, your home for everything sports. Find all the coverage you need of this historic season on the biggest sports radio stations in the nation. Get all the news across all the leagues, plus player and coach interviews. Get even more in-depth on CBS Sports Radio. And Radio.com Sports Originals keep you in the know with swings and misses. And you better you bet with the best bets on the biggest matchups every weekday. It's game on. Get all the action on Radio.com or the Radio.com app.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Former Bears head coach Dick Geron.
That whole team was an outstanding team. We really had the ability, I thought, to go the whole way. And I think if Jimmy hadn't got hurt in our playoff game, I think we could have done that. Both sides of the ball. Big, strong, fast, tough. But the defense was could just swallow you up. We had a big, strong, and tough defensive line. And Brian in the middle could just cover so much ground. It was shocking, I think, to our opponents, even our very fast opponents. I remember playing Atlanta with Michael Vick, and Brian could shadow him. And that's saying a lot. That's really saying a lot, because Michael could fly. But that was a tremendous team.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Lawrence Holmes here. Check out my podcast, LoHo Daily. I record every day before or after the show. And here's what it is. It's me doing stuff that I can't get to on the show. Sports stuff, geek stuff, whatever's on my mind that day. I get a long form way to do it.
And I'm glad that the Bears are out here trying to make these kickers earn their jobs.
Check out LoHo Daily. Download the latest episode now from the radio.com app or online at 670thescore.com.
This is the home of the first place Chicago Cubs. Listen to every game here.
Deep fly ball to left. This ball's got a chance. Long gone. Tape measure time for Wilson Contreras.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
Herbie, let's talk with Rossi.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Get out of here, Tony Gill. You don't even work here anymore. It's noon on Tuesday, so you know what that means. It's the David Ross Show.
Chicago!
Cubs manager David Ross on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Baseball tradition has taught us that a good manager is a lot like a good bartender. You got to be able to read the room.
David Ross, World Series hero.
I want to make sure you're not going to be my pitching coach this show.
David Ross, Tuesdays at noon with Lawrence Holmes on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
We look forward to it every Tuesday at noon. The manager of your Chicago Cubs, David Ross, joins me on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford has 500 new and used vehicles for you to choose from out in Melrose Park, or you can check it out at alpamonteford.com. Rossi, how are you?
What's up, Lawrence? How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I have so much stuff that I want to get into with you, man. How are you doing, by the way?
I'm good. We had a couple of days, it's a little bit of downtime, kind of regroup, a little bit of adjustment to our schedule, but we're good, man. Good to be here in Cleveland, ready to get back to playing some baseball.
So what were those days off like where you're kind of unsure, at least initially, what's going on, and then you have to scramble to put together kind of some workouts in a sim game?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a little bit of an adjustment. You know, we went back to some of the things that we did leading up to it when we had our kind of summer camp or the second spring training. Try to set some things up that way, get some guys some work, get them some downtime. We know there'll be some more games on the schedule ahead at times. So we want to take these days and make sure we get these guys a little bit of rest and still try to keep them as sharp as possible. Got to make sure your pitchers get off the mound and get to see some live hitters, and you want your hitters to still stay on time as best they can, and try to create that atmosphere, make it some fun, make them get some work in, and give them a little bit, get them off their feet as soon as you can.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about, like, how do you go about assessing if they can have these practices and have the same, it'll never be the same as a game, but enough of an intensity that you're going to walk away happy with what the guys did?
Well, I think if you just lay out your expectations as a coaching staff or as the manager of what you want to do, I think it's fairly easy. You give them a heads up of what's expected, what's on the docket, and where we need to get our work in. I think of the 3 days off, that we were at home. One was a travel day in St. Louis. It doesn't really quite feel like an off day, but getting that one work day in on Sunday where we had the live looks, the live BPs, Mills, he had to throw, some of the bullpen guys needed to throw. I think it's just about turning up the intensity in that moment. Guys did a great job of that and tell them, we've got 5 innings of baseball to focus on. Give me your best effort. And then, we did something fun. The position players had off on Saturday and the pitchers had off on Monday. So, just about setting your expectations for me.
I saw some of the videos of the cardboard cutouts that were on the field. Which was your favorite cardboard cutout?
I think Danny Mueller, our clubhouse guy, was in like a fielding position in a t-shirt and shorts and a Cubs hat with his glove on. So he was at shortstop and he got hit one time. I don't know. It's just, I kept waiting for him to get hit because he looked like he was the only one that was just bent down and ready to play baseball. So that was probably my favorite. There were a bunch of good ones out there, some that were pretty funny, but Danny was my favorite for sure.
Yeah, I'm glad that you were able to, even though the guys are in win mode, like they're trying to win, that finding the balance between that and the fun, it seems like it's really important. And wherever it is that you've been, You've walked the tightrope with that and as a player. So how important is that for guys in the clubhouse to be able to blend in the fun with the work?
Yeah, I mean, it is a game, right? And we still gotta have a good time. You can't take yourself too serious all the time. It's about, mixing it up. With work and practice, I guess, is, there becomes a component of it that you want to not make it the same and mix it up. It can get monotonous. So you just want to change the vibe every once in a while. And I think the intensity gets there. Switch them up. Let them see something a little different. Let them laugh. Let them get some work in when it doesn't even feel like really work. And have some fun. There's nothing wrong with that.
Cubs manager David Ross joining me here on The Score as the Cubs get ready to take on Cleveland. Rossi, you brought it up about guys not pitching for a while. Lester hasn't pitched in 9 days. He's going for you tonight. Do you see that as, hey, this is a guy that probably could use an extra day here or there, or how do you go about trying to keep him as sharp as he's been so far this season?
Yeah, that's too many days for sure. So I think you got to, you know, you put the onus on the player and guys like Johnny that have been around understand adjusting. But he threw a good bullpen a couple of days ago to try to just stay sharp. And like you said earlier, there's no substitute for real competition and getting in there against another team and, you know, seeing having guys punish you for your mistakes. But it is hard to stay sharp, but, you know, shoot, there's nothing to complain about. We're all adjusting in a season in certain times and, you know, we'll do the best we can to adjust and continue to stay on the path that we were on. And we'll see how it goes tonight.
One of the great things about having you on is that it gives me and the listener an opportunity to learn some stuff. So when we hear you say, you know, this guy had a good bullpen, when you're judging a bullpen, what are you looking at?
Well, I don't sit in on every bullpen. There's no I learn real quick as the manager. You've got to
delegate.
You delegate, and your presence brings a little more weight than if I was a player or just a coach. You know, I learned early on in summer camp and even in spring training, like the managers around, you know, some guys see it as a little bit more maybe pressure or just judgment. You know, you don't want your players to feel judged. I hated, you know, when I would take batting practice and you felt like and you're going bad, everybody's judging every swing or the front office is back there watching every swing when in reality they're not. They're just back there hanging out, probably talking and some downtime. But, you know, as a player, you put a lot on yourself. So I just listen to the feedback from our coaching staff. I talk to them about it, how it went. You know, you can you have enough conversations with your pitching group, Tommy or Borzy or CY and Millsy, that those guys, that you can get a good feel of how a guy's bullpen's going, where their work is detailed and how it went that day. So I got good feedback from them. I trust that. And I trust John that, you know, he got an intense bullpen in and just to get ready for the start, because he knows that many days off is not very productive for him.
Is that a hard thing to work through as someone that you're a catcher, so you have a lot of control over the game? Obviously, you're the manager, so you have a ton of control over the team, but finding that balance of, okay, I need to pull back a little bit, I need to not be as present, versus wanting to make sure that everything goes right.
Yeah, it's a definite balance. You're right, Lawrence. It's really important to to empower your coaches, because I've got great coaches that work their butt off and do a great job for this organization and myself, and also know where you want to implement some of your thoughts and some things that I see from my baseball experience and my catching background. So yeah, definitely a balance. I feel like that's an adjustment every day on my part of trying to recognize the weight that this seat brings and my voice brings, and also be a guy that can teach and has a lot of experiences to give information to guys.
With a little bit of time off and an opportunity to get some work in, where do you think that Craig Kimbrell is at, and do you feel comfortable that he's moving in the right direction?
Yeah. I think it's daily. You know, I think it really is. Watching him throw the other day, he saw some signs of the four seamer getting back to climbing in the zone rather than running. The breaking ball getting a little more depth to it. Some 12-6 back where he's on top of the ball. I know Craig's not where he wants to be yet, but I think he feels like he's moving in the right direction. I think we feel like we're seeing some progress every time he steps foot out there on the bump, but it's definitely it's not this one easy mechanical fix and everything's just going to click back into place. It's going to take a minute, and he understands that. We understand that, and the best thing we can do is support him and continue to work with him and give him feedback and let him work through some issues out there in real competition.
Jed was on the station earlier today, and he was talking a little bit about what happens where, sure, you can make all the mechanical fixes that you want in a bullpen session, but the adrenaline of a game and a guy like Craig that has had success and wants to do well in the roles that you put him in, that there can be a push of adrenaline that maybe gets you out of whack. So is that a fair assessment of what's happening with Craig?
I think there's a lot. I mean, I wouldn't put it in one box, right? I mean, Jed's completely right. Like, there is that adrenaline that you can't replace in a bullpen session. You can slow things down in a bullpen session, and things can sync up, and all your mechanics can fall right into place. But you get in there, the adrenaline of a game, you know, your mind and your mentality, your confidence plays a big role in that when you get in there. What's your self-talk out there on the mound, and what you're saying to yourself while that batter's in the box, and getting out there and harnessing that adrenaline and those emotions and that mentality, and being able to compete and everything lining up. So yeah, there's a lot of things that go into it, competing and making adjustments in game. I remember being in the batter's box. I wasn't a great hitter over my career, and the times when you're going bad, it's just you feel like you're never going to get a hit again. You're thinking about so many things in the box rather than just competing with the person out there on the mound, what they might be throwing. You start chasing, you start guessing. There's so many things that we can talk ourselves into, or kind of areas we can go in our brain when at the end of the day, you got to get in the box and you just got to compete as best you can and work on things. You know, the time to work on things is in the downtime. When you get in the game and start competing, you just got to compete.
The Cubs will take on Cleveland tonight, 5-10 pregame here on The Score. Rossi, your bunch has got the best win percentage in baseball. And I know it's only 13 games and we still have a little bit of a ways to go. But so far, what's impressed you about this team of yours?
Well, I think the most impressive thing is just their mental focus in a time where it's really difficult. The energy they're bringing on a daily basis, their commitment to one another, to this season, how supportive they've been, the way they're rooting each other on, you know, that's stood out to me. Obviously, we've swung the bats at times really well. We've played great defense. Our starting pitching's been phenomenal. There's a lot of things to like about this team, but for me, just the overall arching thing that I come to work every day and I'm really proud of is just the way they're focused and committed to one another and accountable to one another in the environment that we're in.
It looks like Tito Francona is going to be back in the dugout tonight, and that's a good thing. I'm glad to see that he's feeling better and that he's good to go. What things have you taken from him that you've added to your own managerial personality?
I got a little bit of time with Tito in Boston just for a minute. You know, I try to lean on a lot of the great managers that I've played for. He's one of them, Bobby Cox, Joe Maddon. Actually, I'm going to forget a couple of them, but I've played for a lot of great managers, Bruce Bochy. Played for a lot of great managers over my career. I try to take a little bit from each one. I think Tito was one that was down in the dugout early, hanging out. If you wanted to talk to him as a player, he was there. Very easy to talk to. Felt like he was one of the guys. Had a job to do. He was the boss, but you never felt like, you know, he was this dictatorship. He was a guy that would talk to you like a friend. I try to remember those things, the way he made me feel the moment I got to Boston when he was the manager there and told me how easy it would be for me to fit in, make myself at home, really simplified some of the things that I needed to know really fast, and then just let me be myself. So I think that's obviously Tito's been around a long time and done some special things in this game, and I got a ton of respect for him and have learned a lot from him and listening to guys who have played for him and talk about him. He's a player's manager and has obviously done a really good job.
So I'm sitting there Sunday night, and obviously I was planning on watching you guys. There's no game, so the White Sox are playing. I'm like, oh, all right, so I'm going to watch what's going on with the White Sox. And there you are in a Jim Beam commercial. And I'm like, what just happened? Why is it that I cannot get away from Rossi? So I want to know, of the characters, the versions of you in the Jim Beam commercial, which one was the most fun to play?
Yeah, that was a day. Most fun character to play. I, you know,
I don't know. I think the guy, it's been a while since I've had hair and I've never had long hair. I think the, you know, the kind of the long hair, I don't even know what the character's called with the glasses and everything. I think I had a lip ring in for a minute. They took that out. It was, that was definitely unique.